keep and bear arms. Now that right is being seriously undermined as legally registered rifles are being confiscated in some parts of our country. If we're not careful, we may find ourselves with no right to own guns. And that's where Gun Owners of America comes in. Gun Owners of America is in Washington every day fighting for you to keep that right. Congressman Ron Paul has called GOA the only no-compromise gun lobby in Washington. You need to be part of this great grassroots group of activists who are keeping the heat on their members of Congress. Find out right now how you can join. Call 888-886-GUNS and get started receiving their fact-filled newsletters and action alerts. Call 888-886-GUNS or go to their webpage at gunowners.org and help make your voice heard in Washington. Make that call right now and call Gun Owners of America at 888-886-GUNS. Remember, it's not just about gun control, it's about control.
This is the Phyllis Schlafly Report. Mrs. Schlafly is a leading spokesperson in many of our country's ongoing national debates and has become a clear voice for those who are seeking a return to traditional conservative values. And now, here's Phyllis Schlafly.
Malaria is a devastating and often fatal disease carried by the mosquito. Malaria imposes enormous human suffering and economic costs on many poor countries. The methods of controlling and treating the disease are well known and include indoor residual spraying of insecticides. The insecticide called DDT revolutionized our attack on the mosquito in the middle of the 20th century because it was cheap, easy to use, long-lasting, and did the job. Then came Rachel Carson's book, The Silent Spring, published in 1962. Carson's book created a worldwide scare about DDT. She claimed it was having a devastating impact on wildlife and human health. But by 1972, it was clear that much of the so-called scientific basis for the DDT ban contained in her book was either wrong or exaggerated, and the 1972 edition of her book admitted as much. No study has been able to link the use of DDT with any negative human health impact, even though sprayers work with the chemical many hours a day. DDT's effectiveness against malaria has been dramatically demonstrated and is really beyond dispute. DDT has not only saved lives and prevented debilitating illness, it has laid a more stable foundation for development and wealth creation in malaria areas of Africa and Asia. When DDT is banned, malaria infection and death rates rise precipitously. Despite the obvious value of DDT in saving lives, ongoing environmentalist campaigns continue to oppose its use, indeed oppose any sort of indoor spraying. Despite the obvious value of DDT in saving lives, environmentalist groups continue to oppose its use. There are alternatives to DDT, but they're less effective and more expensive. The United States can afford alternatives, but poor countries where tens of thousands of people die every year from malaria cannot.
This has been the Phyllis Schlafly Report. Have you visited our website? It's your source for a conservative perspective on education, government, family, and the latest liberal agenda. At www.eagleforum.org, you can write Congress, join Eagle Forum, and download our congressional scoreboard, our first reading test, even this radio broadcast. Log on to eagleforum.org. Join us again next time for the Phyllis Schlafly Report.
Introducing the world's best air purifier. The Aeronizer produces high levels of activated oxygen right from the air you're breathing. It works the way nature does in cleaning and purifying the air in your home. Pet, cooking, cigarette, or even cigar smoke is no problem for this air purifier. It's so powerful, it kills molds and mildews as well as bacteria and viruses in the air and on surfaces in your home. Made in the USA of the finest materials with an unconditional 2-year warranty. There are no moving parts to break, no plates to clean, and no filters to replace. Call 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200. Or visit the website now, www.aranair.us. That's www.aranair.us. Again, www.aranair.us.
Hey, Jack Blood here. Folks, as a reporter, I value my sources. Two of my favorites are American Free Press and the Barnes Review. Now in an exclusive offer for RBN listeners, you have a great opportunity to receive these publications at a special rate. Call today and receive $10 off on a one-year subscription of American Free Press, and this includes 12 free AFP reports. Or for $17.76 for 16 weeks, you will receive American Free Press. And finally, for $10, you can receive three copies of the Barnes Review newsletter, an excellent deal. All of these amazing offers just for mentioning Jack Blood or RBN with your order. To be the most well-informed person in your circles, call today. 1-888-699-NEWS. That's 1-888-699-NEWS. Or visit their websites, www.americanfreepress.net or www.barnesreview.org. Don't put it off any longer. Call today.
From the heartland of America comes a harvest of insight and entertainment. This is the Common Sense Coalition, the Derry Brownfield Show, starring Derry Brownfield. And here's the star of the show. Now the man who says, scientists discovered living on Earth causes cancer. Derry Brownfield.
Hello there, Derry Brownfield here, and I am happy that you're along on this adventure in broadcasting. It is the talk show with the country flavor and some common sense points of view. When I was in Reno last, whenever it was, I believe it was in July, I was very, very much impressed with Judge Roy Moore. Judge Roy Moore, of course, the Ten Commandments judge, and he came up to my room, and we did a program from there, and we visited for quite a while. And one of the nicest people you'll ever meet. Judge Roy Moore, of course, was fired because he would not remove the Ten Commandments from the judicial building there in Alabama. And it's interesting to see that what goes around comes around. Now, Alabama voters had a chance to vote just the other day, and I didn't even realize this was on the ballot in Alabama, but the voters remembered how Judge Roy Moore was kicked out of office, and all they could do was just sit and watch because they had no authority, because Bill Pryor and his campaign manager and advisor Carl Rove was behind all this. Carl Rove, by the way, was Bush's privately hired consultant. Rove is sometimes called Bush's brain. I didn't really realize who Carl Rove was until, you know, I mean, we hear about him all the time, and since the election, he's been on the air regularly. He was behind the Bush election and made a lot of decisions for Bush, so I had Jeff check him out on the internet, and I know more about Carl Rove now than I really intended to. It's not that important. But let's realize that Bill Pryor and Carl Rove was really the reason that Judge Roy Moore got kicked out of office. Okay? And George Bush could have stopped that. And we've discussed that over and over and over again, how he did not have to allow that to happen. Well, anyway, Tom Parker enters the picture by running against the only incumbent on the Alabama Supreme Court that was running for re-election. Now, the incumbent was, Who was he? His name was Robert H. Smith. And he was a Democrat, which has nothing to do with it. Let's just remember he was Robert H. Smith. Parker was a Republican, which again has nothing to do with it. Just remember that his name is Tom Parker, but he believes that the Ten Commandments should have been left there in the Justice Building, and he believed that Judge Roy Moore should not have been kicked out of office. So now we have Tom Parker running against this Robert Smith, and Robert Smith was involved in getting Roy Moore kicked out of office, okay? Now, interestingly enough, Robert Smith is kicked out of office because it's Tom Parker. He didn't have much money. He was outspent 5-1 But the people in Alabama know what's right and what's not right. And so the guy goes into office now. Tom Parker has put this Robert Smith out of office with 55% of the votes for Parker, 45% for Smith. Now, Parker, his platform was that he berated the liberal judges and political correctness and talked about restoring the acknowledgement of God in public arenas. And Moore, Judge Roy Moore, issued a statement after the election saying, Tom Parker stood with me in my battle over the Ten Commandments, and I believe God has rewarded his faithfulness. Now, you say, well, whatever happened to the Ten Commandments? If you remember watching the tube last summer, we watched the, whoever they were, I believe it was it the police or was it the Capitol Police or somebody. Anyway, they take this big monument and they put it on a roller coaster, what do you call those dollies, a dolly of some kind, and they put it in a closet where it would no longer be seen because the Ten Commandments would be a terrible thing to be in sight of the general public. You know, somebody might believe that you're not supposed to kill and you're not supposed to steal and you're not supposed to lie. And in a public building where you have nothing but politicians that they can't lie and steal, I mean, this is terrible. So we had to hide the things, okay? Now the Ten Commandments are out. They are going to be moving around. It's a traveling thing. And to learn more about it, you can get on the Internet. It's www.standingforgod.org. And I asked Jeff about this because the Standing for God, God, it's all little letters. You know, they're not. There's no capital letter for G as in God. But I noticed Jeff said, oh, that's just because that's the way they do it on the Internet. But when they send out the information, the S and the F and the G are capital. So it'll probably go. Did you try it either way, Jeff? Does it go through either way? Okay, so it's standingforgod.org. Now, and I'm telling you this because you can get the Ten Commandments, the same Ten Commandments. I mean, they're traveling them around over the country to come to your community, to your church, to your whatever, all right? Except don't take it to the courthouse because they say do not steal, do not lie. And that would never be any good in a courthouse where you have judges and people that steal and lie. All right, now let's move on. The new site is for American Veterans in Domestic Defense, and the sub-association is American Veterans Standing for God and Country. They now have taken possession, and I say take possession, I don't know whether they own it, whether there's a deed to this thing or not, but they have it in their command at least, and they are moving it around over the country. Now, on November the 13th, that'll be this coming Saturday, it will be in Branson, Missouri. November the 1st, it was in Texarkana, November the 14th, it will be in Texarkana, Texas. November the 16th, it will be in Longview, Texas. But you can get this to come to your community, and they have a program that goes along with it, etc. But if you would like to know more about that, just go to the Internet, and it's standingforgod.org. Let's take a break.
This is the Derry Brownfield Show.
Stay connected to what's happening at the Republic Broadcasting Network by visiting our website,
www.rbnlive.com.
At rbnlive.com, you'll stay up to date with our latest broadcast schedule, learn about upcoming events, read about our air personalities and the programs they host, take part in discussion forums, read the latest breaking news, and listen to RBN programs on your computer by connecting to our live broadcast stream. Plus, you can download previous RBN programs from the archive completely free of charge. That's right. Unlike other services, there is no charge to download programs from the RBN archive. Share them freely with us. others who are not yet listeners to the Republic Broadcasting Network and help spread the word. We're taking America back through the power of information. Stay connected to the Republic Broadcasting Network and our website, rbnlive.com.
For over 5,000 years, gold has been the only true money in this world, and Republic Broadcasting has found the company you need to protect yourself against financial insecurity. Best Price Coins is the trusted source for your precious metals. Call them today at 1-800-813-8962 and ask what you can do to protect yourself before the next crisis. The professionals at Best Price Coins have made available to all Republic Broadcasting listeners a large supply of $10 liberties, most of which are dated in the 1800s. These coins are private gold coins and not regulated by the government. For a limited time, Best Price Coins is offering these $10 liberties for $258 a piece. That's well below market. A best price from the best place to find all your precious metals. Call Best Price Coins right now at 1-800-813-8962. That's 1-800-813-8962.
Can you grow your own nutrition on a shelf indoors in 10 days? Wheatgrass juice is live superfood, the richest nutritional liquid known to man, packed with amino acids, living enzymes, and over 100 elements. 2 ounces of juice have the same nutrition as 3 pounds of choice garden produce. Call 1-877-699-4328. That's 1-877-MY-WHEAT. The stamina, healing, blood building, weight control, and cleansing are just the beginnings of what you will reap from pennies worth of grain. For the book, seed, and the beautiful stainless steel hand crank wheatgrass juicer for $150 plus shipping. No monthly pills, no monthly bills. This is real self-sufficiency. Go to AustinWheatgrass.com or call toll-free 1-877-MY-WHEAT. That's 1-877-699-4328. And thank you for your support of our labors and of the RBN Network.
Well, it was back in 1925 that America heard about John Scope's monkey trial, whether or not evolution was true or was it creation that was true, and it made national news at that time. Well, we see another monkey trial going on as we speak in Cobb County, Georgia. The school officials there in Cobb County, Georgia, they are now in court to defend themselves against a lawsuit. By the way, the lawsuit is filed by the American Civil Liberties Union, as you would suspect, because they say, the Civil Liberties Union says, they are promoting religion by requiring the science textbooks to warn students that evolution is a theory, not a fact. Now, if they can come up and prove that it's a fact, hey, that will be a bell ringer, because nobody can prove that evolution is a fact. Okay? Anyway, what the school board has done, and they did it because over 2,000 people signed a petition that didn't like the textbook, it's a biology book, saying that it's true that that evolution is the reason that we're here, okay? So the school board stuck little stickers in the science book, and the little sticker says, "This textbook contains material on evolution. Evolution is a theory, not a fact, regarding the origin of living things. This material should be approached with an open mind, studied carefully, and critically considered." Now, that's what the little sticker in the front of the textbook says. American Civil Liberties Union said there's some parents there that offended, because they know that evolution is a fact, all right? Although more than 2,000 people signed the petition, that has nothing to do with it. The Civil Liberties Union is going to sue them anyway. So they're going to have to prove now that what they are putting in the textbook, this little sticker that says this textbook contains materials on evolution. Evolution is a theory, not a fact, regarding the origin of living things. This material should be approached with an open mind, studied carefully, and critically considered. And they have to prove now that that is not promoting religion. Okay. By the way, I've never been one for taking any more shots than I had to, and I'm talking about vaccinations. But for whatever it's worth, they tell us now, and this is coming from a very, very well-renowned Dr. Fudenberg. He says that he studied this from 1970 to 1980, and he says the chance of developing Alzheimer's disease is 10 times greater than if they'd have had no shots at all. We're talking about flu shots here. He says that due to the mercury and aluminum buildup that is in every flu shot and almost all childhood shots, the gradual mercury and aluminum buildup in the brain causes congenitive dysfunction. And he says you're taking a chance of Alzheimer's by taking flu shots. Let's take a break. We'll be right back.
This is the Derry Brownfield Show.
Looking for a quality shortwave radio without spending hundreds of dollars? The Sanjian 505P shortwave radio is the answer. Featuring continuous tuning for all shortwave frequencies utilizing direct keypad tuning. Dual conversion improves shortwave image for better shortwave reception. Single sideband allows for reception of upper and lower sideband signals. Other features include 45 station memory, auto preset system, auto memory scan, tone controls, dual time display, and adjustable sleep timers. Included accessories, the AMT-60 portable shortwave antenna, AC adapter, stereo earbuds, and a soft-sided carrying case. Also, a one-year full factory warranty on parts and labor. All this for only $139. Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200. Call today.
Essential oils are one of the great untapped resources of the world. These God-given concentrated essences are gently steamed from various flowers, fruits, trees, and plants, and they have been used for centuries as ancient medicine. Essential oils are so sweet-smelling, many people believe they're valued to be of charm and fragrance. But this is a mistake. Modern scientific research has proven the molecular structure of essential oils is highly oxygenating in nature, increasing vitality and energy to the body. They are soothing, relaxing, medicinal, and cleansing to the air, and flavorful in food or drinks. Find out more about this ancient medicine by calling toll-free at 1-800-993-OILS. That's 1-800-993-OILS. You can also visit our website at www.naturesoils.org and rediscover ancient secrets with therapeutic grade A essential oils.
Well, I just now see this. I don't know why it didn't show up before the election. But anyway, Kerry has an education plan for sustainability. And his wife, Teresa, I can't pronounce her name. It's spelled Teresa, but she doesn't pronounce it that way. But anyway, Kerry and his wife organized a group 11 years ago with an agenda to use public schools at all levels to leverage change throughout the United States society by instigating a complete shift in thinking, values, and actions among American youth. Well, he's not the only one that has done this, and it's been going on, and I say that because it's been going on long over 11 years ago. We've been watching this green information come out of our textbooks now for 25 or 30 years. It all began, the first I remember of it was Silent Spring, the book Silent Spring that was a bestseller back in about 1950-something. Anyway, their organization is called Second Nature, It's run by Anthony Cortese, an advisor to Kerry, who campaigned for him this year. And it promotes the notion, education for sustainability. And they're doing it in schools across the country from kindergarten through universities. The organization is financed by his wife, Teresa Hines Carey's Foundations. Humans are guided by a whole... Now, this is a comment they make. Humans are guided by a whole set of beliefs and values. And those come from culture, from religion, from social, economic, and political structure. We need to change all of those. And they will do that to the best of their ability, even though Kerry is not president of the United States of America. But I'll tell you what, people are beginning to awaken. In the state of Oregon, and I'm beginning to see people referring to Oregon, they use the adjective communist Oregon all the time, because it is so green, because it is so politically correct. Not out in the boonies. You get out in the country in Oregon, out in the Oregon desert country, down in the Klamath area or over in the southeastern part of Oregon, it's different. Maybe even up around as you go up towards Pendleton, but you get over on the northeast side, well, it is pretty communistic. That's where you know that you can't cut an oak tree. You can't even pick up the limbs. If the leaves fall off and the limbs fall off, you have to leave the leaves and the limbs there. You're even supposed to build a fence around it to contain the leaves so that it all stays there sustainably. Well, anyway, all people in Oregon don't feel that way. And the Oregon voters literally trashed a measure to place 250,000 acres of state forest off limits to timber cutters. And the environmentalists are all shook up over this. They say, Oregon is still green, or was it ever green? That's what Marianne Guest says. She's campaign director of Measure 34. Now, Measure 34 was to preserve one half of the state's forest. I'm not sure if it's all of the state's forest or just a couple state's forests mentioned here. But the point is, they don't want people out there. They don't want anybody to. They don't want anybody to cut a tree or do anything. And she said the state, now here's Marianne Guest, she's campaign director for this thing, which, by the way, failed miserably. 34 failed, 62% no votes. No vote, I mean. Measure 34 got a 62% failure vote. So what would that be for? I can't do it in my head while I'm trying to talk and watch the clock all at the same time. Anyway. She says, oh, my God, what does this say about our state? We're not green. Maybe we never were. Tuesday's election was bad news for conservative groups, which had opposed the reelection of George Bush on environmental grounds, fought against the second Oregon measure, Measure 37, which feared would hamper Oregon's land use laws. Measure 37 also was failed. Anyway, the voters were concerned that the measure would cost jobs and leave the forest vulnerable to rot and fire. And they said, hey, we're tired of you greenies. We're not listening to you anymore. You've about burned up our country. You've about broke us because you've put us out of work. So your plans ain't no good. And they voted them down. Utah is also waking up. Initiative 1 in Utah was a ballot which called for $150 million bond to purchase and preserve watersheds, wildlife habitat, and ranch and farmland. And in the rural counties, it was voted down 2-1. And they said, well, Salt Lake City will bring us in. It failed by 1,000 votes in Salt Lake City. So as we have said time and time again, and by the way, this, I'll come back and talk about that later because the clock's going to catch me, but this is another situation where people are beginning to wake up. They can see the sign of the times. They can see what the greenies have done to the forest all over this nation, how they've destroyed the, literally destroyed the land, how they have destroyed the jobs, and they're saying, hey, enough's enough. And they proved it at the ballot box with these, when they fail these measures. Let's take a break. We'll be right back.
This is the Derry Brownfield Show.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
The end of cheap oil, says National Geographic. Today, Mr. Smith is with us to answer the question of the week. How will $50 plus per barrel oil affect Americans' pocketbooks?
High oil prices are a troubling issue for investors. It sucks buying power out of American pocketbooks. Oil prices have jumped from $17 in 2001 to over $54 in 2004. Historically, higher oil prices also bring higher gold prices and other commodity prices. Another oil spike could tip us into a recession or worse. I strongly recommend diversifying a small portion of your assets into tangibles as a hedge against the coming oil crisis.
Oil terrorism. Are you ready for it? Find out in Mr. Smith's newest report, Restoring the Standard, free by calling now 800-289-2646 or 1-800-BUY-COIN. That's 1-800-289-2646, 1-800-BUY-COIN. Get answers. Go to AskMrSmith.com.
This coming Saturday, November the 13th, Wendell Fleshman will be holding a special bred cow, cow-calf pair, bred heifer, and bull sale at the Milan, Missouri Livestock Auction. Now, Wendell's expecting a good run of young cows and cow-calf pairs, including a 90-head string of one-owner cows. 65 will be three to six-year-olds. 25 will be eight-year-olds and a few broken mouths with 300-pound Angus calves by their sides, all from D&R Farms. Now, Ronald Margaret will be selling a 60-head string of Fancy Angus, 3 to 6-year-old cows, bred to Angus bulls. They'll start calving in March. DNA Farms is offering 20 bred, 900-pound heifers, bred to Angus bulls. They'll be March calvers. Johnson Farms will be selling a 40-head string of Fancy Charolais, 5 to 8-year-old March calvers. And Raymond Head will be selling 30-head of black and black baldies and heifers, all bred to Angus bulls. These are a few of the early listings for the special cow and bred heifer sale this Saturday, November the 13th at Milan, Missouri. There are two ways to do things, the hard way or the easy way. For example, I can go to my neighbor's house the hard way by going 23,999.5 miles to the west. Or I can go the easy way, which is just a half mile to the east. Both ways get me to the same place. One way is very expensive and time-consuming. The other way is quick and simple. It's the same way when it comes to protecting your private property rights. There's the hard way or the easy way. The hard way is to go it alone. The easy way is to join the Paragon Foundation. The Paragon Foundation supports individuals and organizations involved in litigation, education, research, and the exchange of ideas. Get a free copy of the Ecologic Powerhouse magazine and support the Paragon Foundation today by calling 1-877-847-3443. That's 1-877-847-3443 or go to the web at paragonfoundation.org. Heating costs continue to rise and winter's a-coming. So to cut the heat costs, get the Empire Outdoor Wood-Burning Furnace from Burns Best Heating and Cooling with all the standard features necessary to keep you and your family warm and keep heating costs low. Choose from 4 different sizes and 3 different draft styles depending upon the kind of wood you burn. And don't pay someone to dispose of your waste oil. That's good fuel to keep your garage or workshop warm. Get the waste oil furnace or boiler from Burns Best Heating and Cooling. For 34 years, Burns Best has brought the best in alternative energy products at affordable prices. Whether you burn wood, sawdust, wood chips, corn, coal, or waste oil, Burns Best has the best products for your needs, ranging in size from 125,000 BTUs to 50 million BTUs. So call them at 1-877-983-4328. That's 877-983-4328 or go to www.burnsbest.com.
Thank you. This is the Derry Brownfield Show. And here's the star of the show, the man who asks, why does the sun lighten our hair but darken our skin? Derry Brownfield.
And we have returned. I was talking moments ago about how they failed these measures in Utah as well as in Oregon. And that one measure was going to, what it was going to do, the one in Utah, if it had passed, it would have financed a 1/20th of a cent sales tax. And the Utahans said it would cost the average family about $14 a year. And it was going to be to more green stuff, okay? Well, see, we did that in the state of Missouri. And I shouldn't say we because I've fought it viciously. It was a terrible thing to do. But we passed it wasn't a terrible thing to fight it. It was a terrible thing to pass it. We passed a 1/8 of a cent sales tax in the state of Missouri to go directly to the conservation department for conservation purposes. Well, you know, you say, well, you can't be opposed to conservation. No, but you can be opposed to a 1/8 of a cent sales tax. Now, these people have all of that money, and it amounts to, I can't give you the figures just off the top of my head, but they're available, and it amounts to gobs and bunches of money that goes out to these people to do with what they want to do with it. It's not under the state legislature at all. It's just like you give them giving these government bureaucrats cash, and hey, they do all sorts. They buy land, they buy pickup trucks. I mean, they're the richest bureaucracy in the country. They are by far, to my knowledge, the richest conservation. In some states, you know, they don't call it conservation department. They call it natural resources. We have both. We have Department of Natural Resources and Conservation Department. But these jokers have got the money, honey, and they spend it. And it's not, they are under no form of authority whatsoever. They can do with it as they please. And at least the people there in Oregon, or Utah, whichever it was, smart enough to see that, hey, you don't want to give bureaucrats that kind of authority. And they voted that thing down. It was just a 20th of a cent. Ours here in Missouri is an 1/8 of a cent. Hey, what happened to my caller? Left. I had a caller here. I was going to go to from Nebraska, but my caller is gone. Okay. We have here, and I don't know much about this. It's the first time I've seen it. But a series of public meetings is planned to gather comment on habitat and wildlife as an aid to developing a statewide conservation plan. You say, what state? Every state in the United States, along with all U.S. territories. That plan will be submitted October the 1st next year to a national acceptance team made up of state and federal officials. Well, I'll tell you what, I will assure you that that report could be submitted today because they already have it planned as to what's going to be in that report. You can bet on it. They know what they want, and they know what they're going to do, and they know whether you have those meetings or not. They know what the plan is, and that's the way it'll be, all right? They say efforts are made in every state and U.S. territory. The plans are required if groups want to continue receiving federal money to help fund conservation projects for non-game species. Nebraska already has over $500,000. From this, money's made available to these partners through competitive grants. And anytime you hear the word grant, it's a gift. There's no payback to it whatsoever. We're taking more of a habitat-based approach. We know if we can go out there and provide incentives on private land. Get that. It's private land. We know we can make progress. What kind of progress? Progress to take away your private land? If we care about birds and snakes and frogs and turtles, I'm quoting their information here, you've got to provide places for them to live. Now, as it is today, we have no birds, we have no snakes, we have no frogs or turtles because we don't take federal money and provide for them a place to live. Hey, they've been out there for centuries without federal money. and they're there. Birds and snakes and frogs and turtles. The snakes eat the birds and the frogs. The turtles eat the snakes. I mean, they're all out there doing their thing, and they have been doing it for centuries without federal money. So want to watch this stuff. If it comes up in your neighborhood, be there to go to the meetings, learn what they've got planned for your private land. Don't sit around and wait till it all happens and then say, oh, I didn't know they could do that. Because that's Zachary, what they will be a-doing. I didn't bring it in here with me, mainly because I forgot it. But National Farm Broadcasters Association holds their annual meeting every November in Kansas City. And although I don't attend many of those sessions because I usually don't agree with many of them, I'm talking about these feedback sessions where you go and you listen to all this gobbledygook from these multinational corporations and organizations, and then you're supposed to interview these people with your made-in-Japan tape recorder and come home and put this junk on the air, which most farm broadcasters do. But I don't. And anyway, I noticed that one of the letters I got today, they all tell you what booth number they're going to be in. They call it trade talk. But one of the things they're going to discuss are these watershed programs and how you need to help your listeners understand them better. Understand them like I try to teach you to understand them. No, understand them how you can get this federal money to be paid to turn your land over to somebody else through watershed areas. But anyway, I know that what it amounts to, they're going to get gobs and gobs of tape on the issue, and that will be aired all over the United States by farm broadcasters that are supposed to be knowledgeable about this thing and telling the truth. Anyway, that what we were just talking about, this statewide national plan for your lands coming up. They'll have it all figured out by next October, although it is all figured out as we speak. But as our good friend used to say, the GDP, which is not gross domestic product, it's a generally dumb public, will think they did it themselves, and now they're going to get this money because they were so wise and made all this plan themselves. By the way, the EPA awarded $660,000. Now, the EPA is the Environmental Protection Society, or Protection Association. Agency. Thank you, Jeff. A stands for Apple. I learned a poem about that when I was a little bitty kid, but I can't quote it because A did not stand for Apple and B did not stand for whatever. Anyway. I'll teach it to your little kids when they come out deer hunting someday.
I'm not going to bring them out there ever again.
Anyway, EPA awarded $660,000 to 66 student teams to research and develop sustainable designs. Now, this is probably part of Kerry's wife's campaign. I don't know. But anyway, it's called People, Prosperity, and Planet. It's the P3 program. Students will design solutions that both benefit the environment and are not prohibitively expensive. As our planet resources are limited, as our Forest Service burns down our trees, moving our society towards sustainable development is imperative. Now, I added the Forest Service burning down the trees. This is their comment. As our planet's resources are limited, moving our society towards sustainable development is imperative. So, this P3 National Student Design Competition was launched back in January, and the project focuses on green buildings, sustainable construction, fuel cells, urban redevelopment, and green chemistry. We'll be back.
This is the Derry Brownfield Show.
Hey,
Jack Blood here. And folks, I wanted to take a minute to discuss your health. You know, the vicious cycle of treating symptoms of disease with drugs and surgery simply create more symptoms, leading to a greater dependence on the pharma cartels. There is a solution. Herbal Healer Academy, headed by the esteemed Dr. Mirijah McCain, have hundreds of natural products to treat the source of disease and illness. Herbal Healer Academy also provides many natural detox products to protect you and your family against chemtrails, aspartame, pesticides, radiation, MSG, and more. Herbal Healer Academy also provides herbs, vitamins, and correspondence courses so you can become an expert in natural medicine. Herbal Healer Academy is one-stop shopping for all of your healthy living needs. Why not call them now for a free brochure? 870-269-4177. For your free brochure, 870-269-4177. Or dial them up on the web at www.herbalhealer.com. Tell them Jack Blood sent you.
Available from the Republic Broadcasting Network. Broadcasting Network. Broadcasting.
Now you have the time to review every spoken word
on any RBN program
by ordering CDs of any broadcast in either standard audio or MP3 format. Audio CDs are just $10 per hour.
$15 for 2 hours.
And $7 when you order 3 or more hours. An entire month of your favorite broadcaster in MP3 format for just $20. So order right. Republic Broadcasting. 1015 South Mays. Suite 100, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. That address again is Republic Broadcasting, 1015 South Mays, Suite 100, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. Or for more information, call 1-800-724-2719.
And on the web at rbnlive.com.
Order your CDs today because you can handle the truth.
Everyone agrees our children are the future leaders of this great nation. How can we expect the founding values of our great republic to continue with future generations when these same values are being phased out of the government-run school system? There is a solution. The Little Red Schoolhouse Project, a community-based school system founded by Dr. Jake Wade to provide a biblical and constitutionally-based education for our children. Help us prepare the next generation in our fight for freedom. Ask us how you can help by writing to Providence Christian Academy, 280 Tenney Creek Road, Dale, Texas, 78616, or by calling 512-398-4833. Once again, that is Providence Christian Academy, 280 Tenney Creek Road, Dale, Texas, 78616. Support your local Little Red Schoolhouse. Call 512-398-4833 and ask how you can help ensure no student is turned away.
Elk babies don't live very long. They now have, they're in the second year of a 3-year study in Yellowstone, in northern Yellowstone range, why young elk die. They took 44 elk calves that they caught, and they put the little transponder things in them so they could find them, and they followed them around, and they monitored them. And out of 44, 31 died. Of those, grizzly and black bears killed 18, coyotes killed 4, wolves killed 3, and a golden eagle killed 1. 1 was killed either by wolves or bears, 2 were killed by unknown predators, and 2 died for reasons other than predators. So had it not have been for predators, oh, they would have only lost 2. As it was, they lost 31 out of 44. Now, they tell me that you have to have somewhere between a third and a half of the calves to survive to yearlings if you're going to just maintain the elk herd. I'm no elk expert. I know that they tried to bring elk into Missouri and release them, and there was enough opposition because of the damage the deer do that it was defeated very soundly in the state of Missouri that we don't want elk. But anyway, you can see what predators do. Now, we have many of these predators. We don't have grizzly bears, but we do have the black ones. in the state of Missouri, and we have the coyotes, and I think we have wolves, although we don't know for sure. I know there was a pair, at least, or some wolves turned loose down near the Marion Bottoms because too many people saw them. They came in one person's front yard and killed his dog while he watched, and I can't imagine anybody being unarmed and allow that to happen. But anyway, they disappeared during the next deer season. So that took care of the wolves. But the point I'm making is that these predators, when there are no elk to eat, they're going to come in and take your dogs and your children if they're out there, okay? In 2003, that was the first year of the study, the bears killed 19 of the baby elk, wolves killed 5, cows killed 3, a mountain lion killed 1, a wolverine killed 1, and 2 were killed by wolves or bears. Now, why they're taking this study is this. Over the past 10 years, the elk herd, 10 years ago, the elk herd was at 19,045. I wonder how they can count those elk. I can't count cattle when they're going through a gate. How do you count 19,045 elk and know how many you're counting? I got another minute, don't I? Yeah, okay, I thought so. Anyway, there's not 19,045 there now. There's 8,335. So there's less than half the elk there now that there were just 10 years ago. And it's because the itty-bitty ones get eat up. Let's take a break. We'll be right back.
The Derry Brownfield Show.
This coming Monday, November the 15th, Wendell Fleshman will be holding a special calf and yearling sale at the Milan, Missouri Livestock Auction. Now, Wendell's expecting a nice run of fancy black and black baldy calves along with numerous numbers of quality cattle that have been weaned, vaccinated, and ready for a new home. Stewart and Cassidy have consigned a 50-head string of fancy black and black baldies. They'll weigh from 450 to 550 pounds. Their steer and heifer calves have had all of their shots. Don Sidwell will be in with 25 head. They weigh from 550 to 600 pounds, and these are carrying the white tag vaccination program, and they have been weaned. Melvin Cunningham has consigned a string of 6-weight calves that have also had all their shots. Now, a high percentage of this week's offerings have been home-raised. They're leaving home for the first time, and several lots will be carrying the vaccination certification of a state tag in their ear. Remember, this special calf and yearling sale will be this coming Monday, November the 15th, at the Milan, Missouri Livestock Auction.
Are you or someone you know just crazy about tractors? Then you must visit ClassicTractors.com. ClassicTractors.com is the home of the original Classic Farm Tractor Calendar. And after 16 years, it just keeps getting better. Just in time for 2005, the new Classic Farm Tractor Calendars are available and still just $9.50 each. Plus a treasure of tractor videos, books, playing cards, caps, toys, tins, clothing, and more. So if you or someone you know is just crazy about tractors, there's something waiting for you at ClassicTractors.com. Go to the web at www.ClassicTractors.com or order your 2005 Classic Farm Tractor Calendar toll-free at 1-800-888-8979. That's 1-800-888-8979.
And we have returned. You're not supposed to bait an animal. Now, it's all right for a store to bait and switch. They can, you know, advertise something real cheap, and you get in there, then they don't have it anymore. But you can't bait an animal. If you do, you're facing federal prosecution. Federal prosecution. Did you hear me right? It's not a state. It's not a state law. It is a federal law, and the feds will prosecute you. Now, you say, we don't bait. Listen to this. The U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service announced it would be enforcing its provisions on baiting or using damaged croplands. If you have cropland out there
and people come and hunt on that land, and it's a manipulated field, you face federal prosecution for baiting. Well, what is a manipulated field? Fields that have been rolled, and I don't know what that means. To my knowledge, we don't roll fields here in the Midwest, but maybe they, I don't know. But let me go on. Fields that have been rolled, burned, disked, flattened, mowed, brush hogged, or altered in any fashion are considered manipulated and will be regarded as baited. Hunting in such fields is a violation of the Migratory Bird Act's baiting regulations. So if you've got geese flying into a field that you disk, and somebody sets up a goose stand out there and shoots a goose, and some of the bureaucrats out of the Fish and Wildlife Service see you do that, you are facing federal prosecution for baiting. Now, that is plumb scary, folks, because every field, not every field, how many fields have been brush hogged, manipulated, burned, disked, flattened? If you've done anything, you've done some of those things, right? You've manipulated your field, so now your field is a baited field. And hunting in such fields is a violation of the Migratory Bird Treaty Act, baiting regulations, and the farmers would be facing federal prosecution for baiting. Anyway, this is America. We have discovered two rare plant species. And because these two rare plant species are there, just happened to be discovered, where Las Vegas would like to expand to. You say, oh, they can't keep people from building and moving and living where they want to. The heck they can't. Listen to this. The Las Vegas City Council wants to use some land next to Vegas and move the city limits out, okay? Can't do it. The reason they can't do it is because the Fish and Wildlife Service doesn't want them to do it. So the Fish and Wildlife Service hired a botanist. See, there's not very many animals live out there in the desert. But there's some stuff grow out there. And they hired this botanist. And they said, look, we don't want the city of Vegas to expand. We want people to live in sustainable communities. And there ain't going to be no green space out there because nothing green grows out on the desert. So go out there and see if you can't find something that we could call a rare plant. And that way we could keep the people from moving. So they paid this botanist lots of money to go out there, and he found Las Vegas buckwheat and Las Vegas bear poppy. And as a result, now 12 and a half square miles are tied up so that the Las Vegas buckwheat and the Las Vegas bear poppy can keep the Las Vegas people off the land. Happy trails.
Happy trails to you. Until we meet again, happy trails to you. Keep smiling until then.
Who cares about the clouds if we're together?
Just sing a song and bring the sunny weather.
Happy trails to you. Till we meet again.
Essential oils are one of the great untapped resources of the world. These God-given concentrated essences are gently steamed from various flowers, fruits, trees, and plants, and they have been used for centuries as ancient medicine. Essential oils are so sweet-smelling, many people believe their value to be of charm and fragrance. But this is a mistake. Modern scientific research has proven the molecular structure of essential oils is highly oxygenating in nature, increasing vitality and energy to the body. They are soothing, relaxing, medicinal, and cleansing to the air, and flavorful in food or drinks. Find out more about this ancient medicine by calling toll-free at 1-800-993-OILS. That's 1-800-993-OILS. You can also visit our website at www.naturesoils.org and rediscover ancient secrets with therapeutic grade A essential oils.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.